Kenneth Coke died Saturday in New York at age 77. Coke was a poet, a founder of the New York School, an avant-garde movement that strove for poetry that he called formula-less. He was for many years a professor of English at Columbia University, and he was funny. In 1962, he took off on the William Carlos Williams poem that goes, "This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet, and so cold." Kenneth Coke wrote these variations on a theme by William Carlos Williams. "I chopped down the house that you'd been saving to live in next summer. I'm sorry, but it was morning and I had nothing to do. We laughed at the hollyhocks together, and then I sprayed them with lye. Forgive me. I simply do not know what I'm doing. I gave away the money that you'd been saving to live on for the next 10 years. The man who asked for it was shabby, and the firm March wind on the porch was so juicy and so cold. Last evening we went dancing, and I broke your leg. Forgive me. I was clumsy. And I wanted you here in the wards, where I am the doctor." Kenneth Coke's variations on a theme by William Carlos Williams. In 1996, Kenneth Coke was interviewed by Elizabeth Farnsworth on the NewsHour on public television, and he told the story of his poem, One Train.
"I was on a bus going from one game preserve to another, these 10,000-mile expanses where you see wild animals in their native habitat. And we had just passed a Maasai village, and right at the edge of the Maasai village, in the middle of the bush, were railroad tracks and a sign that said, 'One train may hide another.' I figured out after a while what it meant, but in the middle of the bush of Kenya, it seemed to me to mean everything, very mysterious. And this sort of stayed in my mind for 6 years, and then I wrote the poem about it."
Would you read the poem?
Well,
or read from it?
I'll read the beginning and the end. "In a poem, one line may hide another line, as at a crossing, one train may hide another train. That is, if you're waiting to cross the tracks, wait to do it for one moment at least after the first train is gone. And so when you read, wait until you have read the next line. Then it is safe to go on reading. In a family, one sister may conceal another. So when you are courting, it's best to have them all in view. Otherwise, in coming to find one, you may love another. So always standing in front of something, the other, as words stand in front of objects, feelings, and ideas." Now I skip to the end. "One sidewalk may hide another, as when you're asleep there, and one song hide another song. A pounding upstairs hide the beating of drums. One friend may hide another. You sit at the foot of a tree with one, and when you get up to leave, there is another whom you'd have preferred to talk to all along. One teacher, one doctor, one ecstasy, one illness, one woman, one man may hide another. Pause to let the first one pass. You think, now it is safe to cross, and you're hit by the next one. It can be important to have waited at least a moment to see what was already there."
Kenneth Coke on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer in 1996. Coke died Saturday at the age of 77.